there, boys, and hey there, girls! Welcome back to your favorite time of the week! It's What Did I Order? That's right, it's a place where the weirdness is really weird, and the fuckery's always happening. So without further ado, let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's...
Welcome back to What Did I Order?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Yeah, it's me. It's Heath. It is everybody's favorite sensei of fuckery. That's right. I'm back, and I'm happy you're joining me again this week. Yeah, it's been a good week. Been a good weekend. Going on solid. Super happy. Guys, let's just go ahead and let you know. We have finished up our soccer season with the firstborn. Finally got in our win, back-to-back, hard season. A lot of new players on the team, but, you know, that's in there. That's fun. The kids were really excited to, you know, pull those two out yesterday. And then had a birthday party. The firstborn decided he wanted to spend the night with his grandmother. She said yes. And it was just like, all right, cool, cool, cool. So we had this awesome thing where we got baby Seamus to sleep, and then last night went to bed at like 8:15. Oh man, you know you're old when you're sitting there and you're like, oh, hey honey, you want to go to the bedroom? And the accountant looks at you and you're like, yeah, that's right, it's 8:15, you want to go to bed? She's like, yes, please. You're just laying in bed, old, holding hands on your own side of the bed. Just call it night time. Oh, glorious. Well, that's enough of that. Let's go ahead and hit the static. So let me make a retraction from last week. I said that there were issues going on with being able to... order the Melloway exclusive. Yeah, there were issues with it. The site was up and down, yada, yada, yada. But the thing that I did not know is that link is only available to order the Melloway figure if you're signed into your account. Now, I do this weird thing where I always try to leave my account signed into all the websites I go to. So, don't know why I wasn't signed in. But as soon as I signed in, boom, right there, having any issues. But yeah, there's that one. But I also wasn't super feeling it. So I think after I sat there and looked at it, and then I went and I counted all my points, I'm like, nah, well, I'm actually shy 2 points. Guess I don't need that. So that one's on me. Not getting it. But did find on eBay that there are a bunch of, or not a bunch, but a couple of 1/12 scale option in Hawaiian print shirts. So I might just do that, put that on there, and be like, boom, look at that. Save myself so much money. I am a butthole. But also with that, this weekend it's Joe Fest, and let's not just beat around the bush. Some of the Legions of the Valiverse, the Valiverse Dick Riders are calling it Valicon. It's Joe Fest, you know. You're going to go to a place and do this and be disrespectful to the people that are so gracious enough to host you. Why? But yeah, apparently from everything I've seen, like, they've had a great weekend. That, was it the Joe Fest exclusive Warpath with the additional paint might be a little harder to get than expected. I've been trying to reach out to some people and see if anybody's going, see if we can make a trade. But, yeah, probably not doing that one now. But hey, I also have been saying that I'm out of the 1/12 scale military line, and yeah, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. You know, at this point in time, my collecting things, it's just going to be like, do I think it's cool? All right, then I'm doing it. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into this one. We finally got a full-on digital render of Buddha. Buddha's going to be pretty much a new body. New boots, new legs, body armor. This body armor actually looks to have arm attachments that's going to cover the biceps, going to have a ammunition leg holster, a weapon holster. The weapon actually looks new. as far as like the sidearm, looks like your standard pistol, but it also looks like it's coming with a silencer. Then he's going to have a rifle. Looks like four sets of hands, a katana, which they're giving some backstory that, you know, he's from a long line of family, and this was like a super great great grandfather of some sort. Then this is really cool. So you're getting the kind of traditional military helmet that we've seen from Valorverse a lot, but this one will actually have new attachments, similar to how like you can take the ear protection off and put the headphones on. This will have like a traditional style samurai mask that will plug into it. I'm not sure what it's called, but kind of like the top part that goes onto the forehead, or even the night vision goggles. And how they're doing the night vision goggles in this one almost makes it kind of look like the mask has like demonic eyes. So really cool there. So that one's a good showing. They showed off the Crimson Shadow guard robot thing again. Again, this thing feels like it's out of left field for this 1/12 scale realistic military line. But two rifles, one pistol, a sword that's going to attach to the arm, and then four of the little holographic shields that will be able to have the plug-in ricochet effects. Yeah, just not sure what all's going on with that one. Like I said, it's not like crazy, but it's not like something I think is just absolutely just stellar. Yeah, going from that one, they showed off what's going to be their PowerCon exclusive. That's going to be a Swarm figure, but it's going to be in the Masters of the Universe Horde colors. So red, black, gray. It actually looks really cool on this figure. Even though like the Swarm are like the techie like B guys, that yellow and black and gray. But yeah, this one right here, super cool. On the colors, that's going to be coming in a one box set. So a lot of the Swarm like shields and like the little jetpack with the wings has been a different box. It's all going to be one. They announced that what was originally going to be Wave 4 is now Wave 5, and Wave 4 will be their Arctic themed. So there will be a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive Arctic Steel Brigade. Steel Brigade is probably the figure I like the most out of this whole line. Yeah, this is just a repaint. White, gray, with some cementy color accents on it. Then you're getting the Arctic Trooper. And this trooper is going to be very standard to all the other troopers, but in the white and that minty color. But instead of just having the Caucasian mask and then the black mask, this one's also going to come with a third head sculpt, which will be goggled. Pretty cool. Four sets of hands, a machine gun, pretty cool. There will be the Weapons Hotel Pack. This is Arctic theme. Looking at it, it's no new weapons that I am really seeing that we haven't seen from them, but all in white, black, and that greenish minty color. So cool there. Then they're getting a Arctic sniper gear set. So they had showed off their ghillie suit. So this right here is a white ghillie suit. It's coming with a briefcase, a sniper rifle, a stand, and then like a distance scope for, you know, you see it in the movies. And then, oh yeah, now we're getting back to number five. We're getting the Desert Condor. So Condor is definitely the main character in this one. We've gotten the standard Condor. We've gotten the reissue Condor. We've gotten the, you know, Miami Vice Condor. Now we're getting Desert Condor. New head sculpt. This is the screaming head sculpt. Nothing crazy. You know, all reuse of body parts that we have, but it's the newer vest, a little, what's the bandana called? I don't know. Well, just realizing, I don't think, oh, okay, he's got the hip holster, not the thigh holster for this sidearm. Then we are also getting the Desert Steel Brigade figure. Pretty standard Steel Brigade figure. One head, four sets of hands, sidearm, the standard Steel Brigade rifle. Might be another Steel Brigade figure I pass on. I'm not big into the desert colors, but, you know, I skipped over the first Big Bad Toy Store exclusive Night Ops. Then I'm definitely skipping over the Arctic, and you know, the desert color scheme just doesn't do it a lot for me. Maybe that's just, you know, my age and, you know, everything's gone on in the Middle East, but, you know, let's not get into that one. Then they're getting a reissue of the Urban Trooper. And this one kind of threw me off for a loop because it's the black and gray camo from Wave 1 from the Kickstarter. It's going to have all the weapons included in it. So you're getting the reissue on the vest with like the big grenades, things across the chest, weapon, sidearm, holsters, helmet, ear covers, four sets of hands. But instead of getting the African American head sculpt, you're getting a gas mask head sculpt in this one. So pretty cool. And then they're doing a heads weapon or a head pack. So all the colors that they've released so far with a mask and goggles head and then the gas mask along with it. They're doing a deluxe swarm figure in glow in the dark. So this is new packaging, everything incorporated into one. You're getting all three of the swarm head sculpts on this one. If I was a glow in the dark fan, I might be like, all right, that's it. That's a cool one. And then there will be a re-release of Blowback. Blowback was one of the figures that I just wasn't the greatest head sculpt, so I keep the mass version of him on there. But this one's going to be coming in camo with face paint. You're getting a camouflage mask. You're getting a unmasked with a painted face. And then you're getting an unmasked painted face with like one eye closed like he's looking down the barrel. You're getting a sniper rifle, an assault rifle. And then you're getting cases for that one, a stand, four sets of hands, a vest, and a ghillie suit. So really cool on that one. Also, they announced that due to the increase of their production, they are going to be cutting prices starting in wave I think wave 4. So your basic figure is going from $22.99 down to $19.99. Your weapon packs are going from $12.99 down to $11.99. And the core figures are going from $31.99 to $29.99. So increased production. Rental is allowing him to save money at the factory, so he's giving that back. In the video that they posted, everybody was cheering. And yeah, you should be. And where everybody's wanting to go up in figure prices, even this isn't your jam, you know, a company wanting to, you know, give those savings back as opposed to just increase the profit margin. That's super cool. Now, the one that everybody's been like really excited for is the Vanguard weapon or Vanguard vehicle. They haven't settled on a color yet. They're probably going to do a fan vote, but they're leaning towards a desert color. And they're going to do a base vehicle with removable doors, coming with a driver figure and a few weapons, and then they're going to do weapon packs. And right now they're looking on putting the final touches on things, but it looks like the final cost of the vehicle, the basic set, and the driver is going to come out to be somewhere in the $175 to $190 range. Didn't really give us an update on what that shipping is going to be, but if you're ordering from the Action Force website, they have like a top off of $8 shipping. So I'm kind of worried they're not going to keep that with this one. You might see an increase on that one, but that's a pretty solid, you know, price. This thing's got like a working wrench. You know, you're getting base accessories off that $175 to $190 range, a figure, you know, putting in some jammerammers on that one. So pretty cool. I think the one that really was kind of a surprise, they announced during like their little Toy Fest earlier in the year, that they were working on a deal for a new IP that they were going to be taking on and doing figures for. And during the Joe Fest, they announced that that had fallen through due to contract breach. But they had been partnered up, and they're going to do Legends of the White Dragon 2-pack action figures available for pre-order this summer, looking for a December release. And that is the the Legend of the White Dragon. We've been seeing stuff about that one for a long time, but it, with how everything is shaking loose and with his untimely death, looks like it's probably going to be Jason David Frank's last film. So this two-pack will be the White Dragon, which will be Jason David Frank, and then the Dragon Prime. These two outfits look to be identical, just color changes. Dragon Prime is going to be black and red, where White Dragon, I mean, the figure honestly looks gray with a gold, like, vest, where the Dragon Prime has black, and then it's gold and white on the helmet. It's going to be three sets of hands and two removable, forearm gauntlets for the right arm, one basic and then one with like a looks like an energy sword. White Dragon having blue, Dragon Prime having red. And I can't remember who's playing Dragon Prime, but they said that the head sculpt is that of the director of the film. Kind of has like a long-haired Vincent Price look to it when you look at the digital render. And let's just be honest, I told you guys multiple times, I don't think that Valveverse is the greatest company when it comes to likeness on the head sculpts. I think that they've really, really only done one head sculpt that I absolutely love, and that was the unscreaming non-mustache face for Tim Candy. I love that one, but I'm not even 100% sure if I say that that really is Tim Candy. Now, the Sergeant Slaughter face was a lot better in person than I think it shows in pictures. But a lot of stuff coming out of Action Force. And again, that was my mistake from last week. I hate to, you know, shit on somebody and not give them their fair due. I'm an asshole. I'm a jackass. I say some wild things. But I try to at least be fair. And there was some sensei of fuckery error on that one. Just to be 100% honest with you guys. So yeah, there's some problems on their end. But I also made a mistake there. Big shocker for you guys. I know you're not even expecting this one to be said, but it's JoJo June, right? So Monday they showed off the classified series G.I. Joe Assault Copter Dragonfly XH-1. This is the Kickstarter style Hasbro Pulse, $274.99, with a projected target of 10,000 backers. They did that in the first day, guys. Crowdfunded ends in 36 days, 18 hours, and 29 minutes at the time of this recording. They are currently at 12,380 backers. So that means tier one of the unlockables is done. You guys who've already backed this one will be receiving a ripcord figure, helmet, goggles, vest, couple weapons, looking cool. You're getting tons of stuff with this release. I'm not going to get into all of it, but missiles, firing effects, launching effects, a stand, and a figure. And just go ahead and just bend me over and just go, this is what you get for talking shit on Joe's. That one G.I. Joe action figure that you've been wanting. The one that you're like, yeah, boy, that's what I want. Wild Bill. Yep, exclusive to this one. I can't justify $275 for a Wild Bill action figure. Yeah, I could probably pre-order this thing, get it in, sell it off, just keep the bill. I'm sure tons of people would love to have extra helicopters and no Wild Bill. But yeah, I just can't do that one. But let's go ahead and just talk about this glory that I will not be bathing in. It's a green flight suit with a removable vest and a dual six-shooter holster. It's glorious, all brown. It's similar to what they did with Lady J, where you have the hat option or hair option. It's a beautiful cowboy hat. Blue tassels. Little signal for the flying on there. A knife and two pearl grip six shooters. Oh. Damn you, Hasbro. You sorry sacks of shits. This is glorious. Been wanting this one. You guys put it into the damn Hasbro Kickstarter. Done. But seriously, this is a kick-ass one. If anybody's out there wanting to order two of these things, let's come to a deal. If you don't need two Wild Bills, I'll take a Wild Bill off your hand. I'm not doing the helicopter. I just don't have room, and I'm not interested in having a giant helicopter. But man, and then Pearl Grip six shooters. Woo! That mustache. That's the type of mustache that says, "I don't offer out free mustache rides. You paying for this business." No information on the next two tiers, but I'm not going to lie to you. The outlines on this one that they have here, it looks like they are using the outline for, was it their Steel Brigade figures? It's one of those things that's funny. It's like the Steel Brigade was a G.I. Joe character that they lost the license on, and then, you know, Battleverse, you know, snuck in and got. So I can't remember what they're calling it, but yeah, it is what it is. Pretty cool stuff. I'm happy. I'm excited. You know, it is what it is. Let's jump over and take a look at a few more things. You guys know that this podcast is the epitome of professionalism. So what we're also seeing from Joe's is what is this bad boy? This is a Crimson Viper, looking cool. Same figure we've seen, but in red, weapons, goggles, and then we're getting the G.I. Joe Grunt. This is pretty cool. Green fatigues, you have chest armor, you got like the little Joe icon, you got a unmasked face here, kind of scowly, big nose, big bushy eyebrows, short brown hair. Good lord, you put some gray on that when you extend that nose out, that could look a little bit more like me. Pistol, knife, and two assault rifles. There's a helmet, a backpack, or the Steel Corps helmet that could make him a double as a troop builder. So pretty cool on this one. That vest looks pretty solid. Might be getting this one just to have the Steel Corps helmet. Like I said, I'm out of Joe's, but come on, man. That's pretty cool. I missed this in last week's episode, but let's go ahead and talk about the Masterverse Vicron. So apparently, this Vicron is, I believe the pre-order window's already launched here, but apparently back when they were kind of going over the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe thing, they were thinking that He-Man could be one character and that the show could be based in different time zones, kind of like as like the Best of the Gladiators. So you have the barbarian look, which is definitely what they went with the original He-Man. Then you have like the space age look, which kind of like if you look at that old art style, was very Boba Fett inspired looking helmet. And then they also had like the tank looking human being. So for in the $35 range, you can get the Vicron, which will come with a single figure, and then the accessory packs for all three of those looks. What I say right now, if you're really interested in that one, go ahead and hop on eBay and get the first wave one He-Man. Those things are dirt cheap. I think they're somewhere in the $10 to $15 range. Order two of those. Knock the accessories off that one. When this comes in, you have your Viking looking one that you can just leave as is. And then you put those other two accessory packs onto that one. You got all three looks right there. Bada boom, bada bang. You don't have to order three of those to get all three looks. And then you have a shitload of the accessories. Save yourself some dollar bills, son. Still playing with my classic looking Merman way too much. That's just such a fun figure. It almost makes me want to go back and order a lot more of those figures. That way I have people for Merman to just jack up. So in Saturn news, this week we found out that the passing of the Iron Sheik. For those pro wrestling fans, you know, the 80s, him going back and forth with Hogan, but he died at 81. He had three children. He lost, left behind his wife. They've been married since 76, which is very unheard of in pro wrestling for those marriages to come you know, last that long. He is the first and thus far only Iranian champion in WWE history, having won the title back in 83. You know, he was very much a character, and kind of in, like, the later, last couple years, he's kind of gotten, like, notorious for, like, wild Twitter posts, and I'm thinking that's somebody, you know, posting, like, technically on his behalf, but, you know, he was also got popular in the 90s, being a crazy character on the Howard Stern show, and doing just random shoot interviews where he would just talk shit on everybody. But one thing that just really want to touch on is, yes, he was a character, he was a pro wrestler, he was kind of crazy. But this was a real pro wrestler. You know, he was born in Iran. He was actually, like, groomed and, like, was a real Greco-Roman wrestler in the, what was it, 180.5 pound weight class. He had gold at the National AAU Championships back in 71. Like, this guy actually could wrestle. And he left Iran to make a better future for him and his family. So, you know, yeah, he was a crazy character. A lot of people remember him from pro wrestling. But, you know, there you go. Real person. That actually was, you know, excelled in something prior to, like, their fame. So that's super cool. So the Fluge, that has been mostly known for their ninja and samurai action figures, recently showed off they're going to be doing those skeleton figures, you know, all the head sculpts and all that stuff. I think it's going to be a great value for your buck. But they are not out the ninja game, and this week released digital renders of their Ninja Scroll figure. Definitely more stylized than the other ones, but pretty cool. You can go check out those digital renders. Maybe this is like an actual 3D print model, I don't know, but there's no colors, and I'm not super familiar with the IP, so I'm not going to get into that one, but new IP from existing company that, you know, has a decent track record. We're going to give you more from that the more we hear from it. San Diego Comic-Con, right around the corner. Company's starting to show off, you know, exclusives. NECA showed off a SDCCC exclusive ALF. Pretty cool. Go check it out. Never been the biggest fan of NECA, but that's fun. I'm on a mailing list for Jada Toys, and I got us like I got an email the other day. It's like, here's a sneak peek of our, you know, San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Street Fighter figure. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was, what's his name? Akuma? I don't know. I'm never good with just trying to read things out, and it's probably been said, and I've never paid attention to it. But, you know, kind of the evil guy in the Dark Gi. No, I got really excited. I think it was going to be that guy. It's Dark Ryu. Still cool. But, yeah. Anybody else really want a Blanka from that Street Fighter series? I told you guys I haven't picked up anything, and I'm not really hunting anything down, just because it wasn't really in my game. But if they do a Blanka, man, could definitely want that one. Green Monster with giant orange hair mullet thing going down his back, why not? You guys, I don't want to be buried, right? I want to be cremated. I'm not really sure what I want done with my ashes yet. You know, maybe put into a fireworks, explode off, maybe plant it with a tree to let that grow back into nature, and I can be one with nature forever. One thing I don't want to be done is made into something that, you know, just basic everyday junk. And now that's what the company's offering. They will make your ashes into a coffee mug, plates. Could you imagine, like, at some point in time, your children are like, yeah, get Dad down for dinner. I'm like, what? Yeah, we have guests coming over. We want Dad to be a part of this one. Get the fine ash china down. Dad's in all those plates and cups. Then somebody gets hammered drunk, throws you on the floor. Worse yet, somebody invites Thor over for dinner. This was excellent. Boosh. I'm broken on the floor. It's not bad enough that I'm dead, but now I've got some crazy barbarian all drunk on mead and stuff just smashing me against the wall. No, thank you. I already don't want anything fancy doing with my ashes before. I've already told the accountant if I go first that she doesn't even need to pay for a nice container. Just go down to the grocery store, pour out a brown paper sack, and put me in one of those. I prefer like one of those bags they put coffee beans into just because I'm a heavy coffee drinker. I was like, that'd be funny. You know, but if she just needs to do me like an old bag lunch, I told her at least let the children or the grandchildren or whatever's going on, you know, kind of put some googly eyes on there like it was a paper sack hand puppet. You guys remember making those in kindergarten? Some like googly eyes, and then you kind of paint on the fold for a mouth, so when it opens up you see things in there. I was like, yeah, definitely do that first at the back and then put my ashes into it. I think that'd be hilarious. Yeah, just don't want to be made into a mug. Wouldn't that be fucked up? Get made into a mug. Maybe you were an alcoholic that was in recovery, turned your life around. Get made into a nice glass. Something happens to your family, your glasses that you're in get sold off, and you were, you know, recovering alcoholic, and you know your dish set gets sold off to some just rich, crazy alcoholic, and they're just constantly just sipping whiskey out of you. Oh, this is my favorite cup. I don't know why it's so cool looking. It's like, got somebody in recovery right there that you're drinking out of all the time. Holy crap, maybe that would be cool. Maybe if like my enemies die, I steal their bodies, have them cremated down, and then turned into cups, and I can say that I drank from the skulls of my enemies. Maybe I'm not opposed to this idea. I'm just opposed to having it done to me. Oh, what if my enemy does this to me? Oh. This is some serial killer shit that I haven't really contemplated until this exact moment. What better things to do? You kill somebody, you get rid of the body, but people come over and they're searching your house, and they're just putting their hands and just sliding the evidence and hide a body in plain sight, and the cops wouldn't know one thing or the other. This might be an excellent idea.
You are ridiculous. Well, he's so ridiculous that the Bears...
So, McFarlane showed off their sonar vision Joker. They showed off a gold label black and white Superman. I'm not sure why they called this thing black and white. There's a lot of red in here. McFarlane also announced that they signed a deal with Blizzard to make toys for Diablo. If you guys aren't that big of nerds, WoW is short for World of Warcraft. See? World of Warcraft Light Rumble? Don't know what that one is. Also, they showed off the first look of the movie Blue Beetle figure. This is where the meat taters are at. This thing looks beautiful. I think if you get that armor pack that was going around there for a hot minute that was made to be attached to the Marvel Legends Miles Morales, that you won't be disappointed in this one. This is a side view, but it looks so good. Just can't not speak enough highly on this one. Like, I'm just looking at this thing, it's like, man, that Blue Beetle figure in the trailer was awesome. But also coming from the Blue Beetle film, they're going to be the Carpax Mega figure. Looks like a, you know, kind of like a red, like super Blue Beetle armor look to it. So cool on that one. I'm really digging it. There's going to be an Entertainment Earth exclusive Blacklight Launch Edition Scarecrow from Infant Frontier. So that one's pretty fun. The Joker from Infinite Frontier in Blacklight. They showed off the Anti-Monitor mega figure from Crisis on Infinite Earths. And the Justice Buster. When you gotta kill all your homies in the Justice League, you got the Justice Buster. Batman Endgame. Not a bad week in McFarlane. You know, some things not necessarily all that fun, but some things real fun. I Do you guys think Cthulhu performs Conolingus? Like, seriously, hear me out. Like, we're assuming, like, I don't, we're not assuming, I'm assuming, because I don't understand if there's any, you know, mating rituals out there for Cthulhu, or if it's breeding, if he just comes across and does his business on the eggs, kind of like fish do after the female Cthulhu puts down eggs. I'm not really sure how they do this, but I'm assuming, like, let's just say hypothetically, they have sex for pleasure. You know, similar to, you know, human beings, monkeys, dolphins, you know, those type of things. Do you think that he uses the giant tentacle beard for Conolingus? I mean, I know that Cthulhu isn't like a Japanese-made character, but I'm feeling like if it was Japanese-themed, he's using that. You know, what's the old joke? Tentacle porn! So we got an announcement from the Marvel's waves, from the Marvel Legends. Getting Captain Marvel. Got a little forearm action showing off in this one. The suit might be conservative compared to the old comic books, but I mean, she's sewing some skins. Then we've got Photon? Is that her? Is that a rename from the, I don't know. Miss Marvel? She's coming with one of those weird cats from the first Captain Marvel movie with the tentacles shooting out of its mouth. Yo, Cthulhu, what's up, buddy? We're getting Iron Man from the Heroes Return arc. You know, kind of a traditional helmet on like a more modern armor. I say modern. It's like a 90s armor. Commander Rogers. So remake of the old Commander Rogers figure here. We're getting the holographic shield but no sidearms. But the head sculpt. Whew. Something definitely stinks up in there. Might be the first Captain America / Steve Rogers figure. I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. We're getting Ninja Egghead. Marvel Boy. Wasn't really thinking too much about Marvel Boy, but knowing this is a different look, I might not need him for the Dark Avengers shelf, but I do like the look. And then those powers combined are going to be making the totally awesome Hulk. So for those unfamiliar, that's Hulk with a faux hawk. Anything else from Marvel? No, I'm not thinking if there's anything else from Marvel, but hey, still pretty cool. Faux hawk, Hulk. The one that I've been waiting for, you guys know that I said I'm out of that 1/12 scale military line, but do I like a good monster? Do I like a good samurai? Do I like a good googly moogly cowboy? So I'm all over the place, right? Well, here's the one that's really throwing me off. Fresh Monkey Fiction. If you guys remember, they've done the, they're working on the Santa Claus line, and they're working on Monster Force over, which is the Big Bad Toy Store exclusive. Well, they showed off some Wave 2 and Wave 3 images. First thing they posted up from Joe Fest was a, was this Colonel Brown? Looks like Carl Weathers in a military suit. Really cool looking. They showed off the 13 Ghosts of Yamada. Samurai, like a military inspired samurai looking figure. Pretty cool. I'm liking the mask. Double katanas, you know, bullets on like the body armor. You know, these are just from the front, you know, options. You're getting Black Watch agents. And this is weird because there's like two figures shown off here. One looks to be a dude in a suit holding a pistol with, looks like it's going to be a Caucasian head and then an African American head. Then next to it is a guy in a suit, open jacket, tie, and looks kind of like a alien-ish scorpion helmet. But these are all in like white, grayish colors. You're not really getting a feel necessarily, like colors on these could change them all the way. And directly in front of that guy is a it's a werewolf head on like a basic military looking body. So very interesting here. And then from wave two, we got a zombie. And I'm wanting to say this looks like kind of like between the hat and the helmet and the gear, like it'd be like a Vietnam era like soldier. There is a deluxe werewolf figure coming, two head sculpts, you know, camo. Looks like the jacket can be removed and you can put like the big tuft of hair around its neck, multiple hand options. And this right here looks to be the exact same mold from the Refury werewolf that's coming out, that's like the werewolf with the shotguns. I think it's like a bounty hunter from their story. So very interesting that this right here looks to be that exact same body. I'm wondering if their sculpt workers working on the same. The Donner Party looks like another closer looking at this one, this doesn't look like it's a military figure as opposed to like leather and cloth goods. Maybe this is actually the legend, or supposed to be inspired by the legendary Donner Party. If you guys didn't know, it's a group of people heading west and America got lost and the survivors ended up eating each other. The one that I think is pretty cool from this wave, Dr. Kalorgi, I don't know how to say this one. Like I said, I'm reading this one, I don't want to get it wrong. Definitely an SS looking inspired suit, but instead of a head, it's a glass dome with a helmet, similar to you know, styles you've seen all over the place. But and for some reason, this style just speaks to me. Arms up, and there's also going to be some sort of release of like a looks like a Frankenstein chair that will be going along with this figure. They showed off the Delta Red Tier 1 Special Operations. So I think this is a gear pack in Wave 2 for the Vampire Soldiers. There's another guy. I'm thinking this might be even like a spin on maybe the Forgotten King. But this, like a face held mask and then like a hood to it. Then we're getting some sort of, man, it looks like a goblin in a military suit. He's got like a gun in one hand, but then like they, you know, this is all in gray, but then they have like a translucent red hand on the right side with a translucent red sword, and it looks like flames coming off of it. Super cool. There's no name around this one that I can see. Then there is another military looking outfit guy, but it looks like the forearms, which are exposed, are going to be in a translucent, and it's got some sort of like head wrapping with goggles around it. I'm thinking this is some sort of Invisible Man style military figure. And then we're getting a Sasquatch with a giant Gatling gun, two head options and two hand options, and then a Yeti with two head options. I'm not sure there's, but here's the thing. The body sculpts on these look to be almost identical to that Ursa Major figure that we've talked about in the past that is coming in brown, black, and now panda that we just talked about a couple weeks ago. That now if you've pre-ordered it, it's going to have gladiator inspired armor and weapons. So some stuff going on here. I'm not sure if like sculpts are being reused. Maybe these guys did the sculpting for them. I don't know if they bought the sculpting, but very interesting. I can't wait to see these all these designs in color. Yeah, man. I'm talking crap about wanting to get out of that 1/12 scale military figure line, and now all of a sudden I'm sitting here. I'm like, Wild Bill, look at these guys. They're monsters. That's so cool. So if anybody needs a 1-year-old, I might get getting ready to sell off baby Seamus so I can buy all this. Don't tell the accountant. She'll think that's a bad investment. Let's talk about Fortnite for a little bit, and then we'll call this one. Fortnite. Yes, that's it, Fortnite. You guys know I do miss some Fortnite. Well, guess what? Chapter 4, Season 3 has started. And apparently, it went live on Friday at the time of this recording. Played my first game yesterday morning because wasn't able to jump on Friday. Already got my first victory royale, so I've grabbed a victory crown. Got the victory glider already. It's a banana glider. But real fun. New section of the map. We're keeping Mega City. We're keeping Frenzy Fields. We're keeping some of the ice. Big chunk of the center of the map has now dropped into a luscious tropical rainforest. Dr. Sloan's back. We now have some new exotics. But the big one for this season, along with the release of the Rise of the Beast Transformers, we're getting Optimus Prime. That's going to be your last of the regular tier unlockables. But we got some cool skins in here. In the next month, I think it's in like 27 days, we're going to be getting the Primal Meowskulls. This is Meowskulls in a printed shirt, shorts, and he has long hair and flip-flops. So pretty cool on Meowskulls. I think the big one for this one, though, is like you can still grind on Jungle Vines, some of the plant life in the jungle is going to do different things. There's blue ones that will give you shields. There's red ones that will explode. Along with bees that you can collect, there are now wasp nests and plants that you can hit that will launch wasps. Pretty cool. Like I said, only played a couple of games, a couple levels in. Swords have been replaced by the kinetic boomerang. I am a big fan. It was the weapon that actually got me my first victory this season in my second match. Not very good on close-up battle, but at a medium distance, pretty good. I like it. Hit boards have been replaced with job boards that are now... obviously, you can still do hits on people. You can explore the island or... nothing else, can't remember, but yeah, some fun stuff here. Still trying to figure out where all the NPCs are, but Dr. Sloan's back, so you know that's always something nefarious going on in the story, with her being a part of the Imagine Order. Not sure if we're getting anything back on the 7, but we'll see there. Dude, raptors are back, boars are back. Raptors, eggs, you stay around them long enough, they'll hatch, jump on them, you get yourself a mount. Dirt bikes are a lot easier to find so far. Sliding in mud helps a lot, similar to like sliding on ice. Yeah. Like I said, it came out Friday, I played my first couple matches yesterday, and first day in, I'm digging it. Oh yeah, what's his name? Optimus Primal is in the store as of last night. Not sure how long he's going to be hanging out. Know a lot of people really want Bumblebee, but we'll see what happens there. Yeah, fun stuff. Well, that does it for me in this week. For all you Wutters, thank you for tuning in. I love you. I appreciate you. I hope you guys are all having a great week, and I hope you got some extra sleep. But shout out to Gil, Matt, Christian over at the Main Geek Out Show. Shout out to Jade, Colby, Justin. Love you guys. Shout out to everybody listening to this one. You guys kick ass. And until next time, I love you. If you just need to talk, you know what, where to find me. That's all Ordering Toys at Instagram. What do you?